The BBC are under fire after broadcasting a comedy sketch which pokes fun at the brides of ISIS fighters. The Real Housewives of ISIS skit shows jihadi brides taking selfies and showing off suicide vests. One woman wearing a hijab says she's only 3 days away from the beheading and has got nothing to wear.
Coming up this season on The Real Housewives of ISIS.
It's only 3 days till the beheading, and I've got no idea what I'm going to wear.
Abdul seduced me online. He had me at free healthcare. So this is my sixth marriage. I've been widowed 5 times. 6 times.
The sketch, based on the popular Real Housewives of series, which includes New York, Orange County and Beverly Hills, is part of the new BBC Two comedy series called Revolting. But is it funny? Commentators Emma Wolfe and Tom Slater join me. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Emma, is this funny? Are we allowed to laugh at this?
It's not funny at all. This is a real serious problem that we have, and I think it's an absolutely shocking sketch that I saw, and I'm really shocked that the BBC are making it, because this is licence fee payers' money being used to make very, very tasteless, unfunny drama.
Tom Slater, it's inappropriate.
Not at all. I think that's the classic Mary Whitehouse argument, to be frank. I mean, I think that satire, if it's to be effective, it can't pull its punches. You know, this is not to say that The Real Housewives of ISIS is the pinnacle of satire, but I think its willingness to touch on a sensitive topic and for the BBC to run with it is actually, in the current climate, quite admirable. I mean, I think one of the guys behind it made this point. He said that as a satirist, you can't go after David Cameron for 5 years and not go after ISIS. And I think that's really the right approach. I think in a lot of ways, satire has become quite stale. It's quite cautious. It's terrified of offending people. A lot of the time, all it passes for is just saying, what about that Daily Mail, etc. It's become quite lazy. And I think that particularly in relation to, we're getting to the position now where you can't, not even about even making, you can't even make fun of something like Islamic State without there being some sort of backlash. It's not to say that it's not a horrendous thing, but through satire you bring things back down to earth, you ridicule them, you get to laugh at them and also look at them in a fresh way.
But is it too far, Tom? Go back to that. One woman wearing a hijab says, it's only 3 days until the beheading and I've got no idea what I'm going to wear. Like, is that really appropriate given the state of terror and things that happen around the world at the minute? Is that something we should laugh at?
Well, I think that satire is actually its best when it's tackling quite serious, kind of often tragic subjects. Because to me, I think satire does two things. It makes things absurd. It kind of brings terrifying, difficult subjects back down to earth so you can laugh at them, you kind of diffuse them. But at the same time, it clarifies them. It kind of shows up the hypocrisy or the darkness of a subject in a new way. And for that reason, it's always been quite a political and progressive medium. You know, that goes for Jonathan Swift's Modest Proposal, you know, ridiculing the unfeeling attitude toward Ireland's poor. Or it goes for something like The Great Dictator, which is Charlie Chaplin's great 1940 film that ridiculed Nazi Germany. And this was at a time when the US was nominally at peace with them. So it was a very touchy subject, but it's a great film, satirises it, shows it up to a new audience, and also builds
but
this
Tom,
fantastic kind of
those are great films.
Comeback. So my point is that I think that satire, as I said, can't shy away from these difficult topics. It's anathema to the spirit of it, and it goes away from that actually quite progressive aspect of it.
Emma?
But satire reveals something. I think it's cheap to call this satire, to pretend that it's politically incorrect, therefore it's clever. I actually don't think it is. The thing is, we've seen teenage schoolgirls recently from East London going out to Syria. We've seen too many suicide bombers. We've seen beheadings for real. You know, ISIS is, the radicalization is a real problem.
And what about the likes of other programs, Emma, that have come along
the
way?
What are we going to see next? Trucks being driven into people in crowded markets or mass rape?
Well, let's look at previous programs, the likes of, say, Hello, Hello, or Blackadder, Dad's Army. All these things set and focusing on a time which was quite serious, quite difficult. Many people died, etc. Do you see a big difference between the likes of them and this program, Revolting?
Yes, because we didn't see people being blown apart in trenches in things like Dad's Army. It wasn't made to be funny. There was still a sensitivity to these terrible topics. And the thing is, maybe there's a time and a place for it, but this stuff is happening now. People are dying in Syria. This isn't funny.
I would assume that you don't see people being blown apart in this programme. It's a BBC comedy,
Well, you see the rubble of buildings. You see people posing for selfies in their suicide vests. You know, there is quite a lot of detail.
Tom?
Well, I think that, first of all, this is just ridiculous. Now, I'm not trying to say that this is on a par with, you know, a Swift or a Charlie Chaplin. But if we're honestly saying that Charlie Chaplin could laugh at Nazi Germany, why can't people laugh at Islamic State? And second of all, I think the broader point here is that it's not just about this one show. I think there's this broader climate which finds talking about this subject quite difficult, and in ways that actually I think could turn out to be not only chilling to free speech, but often quite offensive to Muslims. I mean, the argument that's often made is if you make fun of Islamic State, not only are you making fun of something that's quite serious, but also you might offend Muslims. That's come out in relation to this topic. And what I find incredible about that is, first of all, it completely conflates Islamic State with your average Muslim, which obviously we know is not true. But at the same time, it's kind of treating this topic as different, as special, as if these people can't handle it. And what's interesting is it's actually silencing a lot of Muslim comedic satirist people. There's a great Muslim comic called Shazia Mirza. She had a show in London a couple of years ago, which was all about the Bethnal Green schoolgirls who fled to ISIS. And it's a fantastic show. She wanted to call it The Road to El Baghdadi, which was after the ISIS caliph. And the theatre wouldn't let her put it on until they changed the name. This wasn't the local mosque. This was white liberals taking offence on her behalf. And in the end, she had to call it The Kardashians Made Me Do It. So I think that whilst we can say that this particular show isn't
but
very
ISIS
good,
love all this. All we're doing is giving them more publicity. They love all of this stuff going viral. Absolutely. Why are we doing this for them?
Well, the only reason it goes viral is because people like yourself take offence to it, to be frank. And the point I'm trying to make is it's not about this one particular show. There is a broader oversensitivity about this issue.
I don't take offence, Tom. I just don't think this is a subject
for comedy.
It's also making
us much touchy about a subject we should be talking about in art, in politics and everything.
Where is the line then, Tom? If there has been quite a bit of outrage online from people, of course, people on social media quite often like to be offended. But where do we draw the line to what is appropriate and what is just simply not funny? It's too far.
Well, I think that the judgment is always basically a critical judgment. I think that obviously we're not talking in this instance, I hope, about, you know, censoring this or shutting it down. But I think that one of the conflations that is often made is if something's bad, then people act as if, therefore, it shouldn't have been made in the first place. The whole point is everyone should be able to express how they want to express, and then it's up to the public, it's up to all of us to judge that, whether it's a political argument, whether it's a piece of art. And I think that we need to, again, if we move the sensitivity from this, we act like adults and we treat every subject as up for question, up for debate. That's better for everyone. Nothing should be off the table. We do live in serious times, and it's important that we reckon with that.